All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay. I've decided that I would like to spend the next 2 hours being a little drunk and bored on a boat.
Okay. Are we gonna get sunburned and nauseous?
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
But the nice thing, the entire ground is our toilet. Mm-hmm. We're on a boat.
Oh.
If you get nauseous, go for it. Let her rip.
Yeah. We can just proceed.
Yeah. If you have to urine, there's a side of the boat. If you have to shit, here's a side of the boat. If you have to puke, there's a third side of the boat. Mm-hmm. And this fourth side's for coming.
we're playing all the hits.
Yeah, we call that starboard. That's what that means, actually. It's an old naval term.
Yeah.
The poop deck's already there. It's already named.
It's already there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we're going to go. This is the lake that is behind an old EB Games that closed down.
Okay.
So we're going to go fishing and see if any of these fish have eaten a game or if we catch one of those.
Gary, my casting is shit.
Yeah, I'm not good at it either and am not interested in getting good at it.
Yeah.
As a thing.
I just never had the, I never got the timing right.
Yeah. It's not it's the most fun part of the whole thing though.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's like driving when you're golfing, right?
Yeah, it's the cool part. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there's a big waiting part. And then there's kind of a wrestling with a fish part.
And then there's making a fish drown.
Making a fish drown and then like cleaning a fish.
Mm-hmm.
There's the whole like torturing a worm part. Like, yeah. It's a grisly activity.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just going to, I really botched that cast. Shit.
You know, this lake is so full. I chose this one because it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Mm.
It's like fishing for fish in a lake. A
lot of barrels in this lake.
There are a lot of barrels in this lake. Donkey Kong was big at a time.
Mm.
Oh, it looks like you got one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's rip. Oh, this fish is very like sick.
This is not like a video game minigame at all. Either.
No, it's
like this whole like, will they, won't they? I got to make sure I pull it just enough.
Yeah. You have less control over that than you think.
You just pull the fish up. It's got a fucking hook through its lip.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's not doing good.
No, it's a bad day for the fish. It's a very bad day.
This is the scariest day in that fish's life. Just absolutely imagine.
Imagine.
I'm sure we talked about this before because we've done fishing games before, but like, good Lord, I have a lot of empathy for fish.
Yeah. It's kind of hard not to. Yeah. But, this one, what's inside of there?
USB drive.
Yeah. It's a USB drive with a game called Ace of Seafood on it.
Ace of Seafood.
Okay.
The Danzig original. Is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And in this episode, we go to the doctor, but it's a game of operation and games come out. It's abject suffering. That was a suggestion for a randomization, but I already started it.
Oh, yeah.
Reading it.
Yeah.
So that happens sometimes because, when I asked for catchphrase intros, some people gave us randomizations.
Yeah. And that is fine. Sometimes it works. I like that. I like the game of operation. I always get that operation. Mixed. Well, no, wait. Games come out. You know what? I'm getting operation in the game. What is it? Trouble mixed up.
Anticipation.
Yeah. Something where it's the, it's a little spring loaded, like shape sorter on a timer and you got to fit in all the pieces before it pops them all out. I think that's trouble. No, trouble's the one with the pop-o-matic dice roller.
That's anticipation is the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Trouble does have the pop-o-matic bubble.
Yes.
God, I love the pop-o-matic bubble.
God, the sound on that. Like, that is up there with the NES Zapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that very metallic click.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking it.
The game you're thinking of is Perfection, is what that's called.
Oh, Perfection. Okay. Yes. Shit.
Yeah.
What's anticipation? This sucks.
Anticipation game? No, anticipation is the Rareware. It's the Rare developed NES board game. is what that is. Yeah.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
I was doing video game stuff even without trying to.
I know. It's hell. We live in hell. We have made hell for us.
Yeah. No, they got a brain disease.
Mm.
Or in the subject of this episode, mercury poisoning.
Ooh, mad as a hatter. We're talking about a game. Gosh, what is the actual full title of this? Because it is just impossible to tolerate, really. This was a poll game as well. People picked this over Plock, which is a game that people seemed genuinely excited for us to cover. So
people are pretty excited for Plock.
Yeah. No, this is Ace of Seafood Neo Aquarium Saga Volume 2, because this is a sequel to Neo Aquarium. Yeah, Neo Aquarium is a game. This is by the Fight Crab people. Yes. For people who are interested in more recent meme games.
It is, they have a niche.
Mm-hmm.
It is a meme niche here. So it came out in 2017, and it's interesting little bit of kismet, because it's kind of an Ace Combat, but you're fish.
It's Ace Combat, but you're fish, and also takes away one of the primary things about Ace Combat and planes in general, which is they always got to go forward.
Yes. Fish can stall.
Yeah.
Successfully. And to its credit,
mm-hmm.
You could do a dog fighting game as fish.
You could. Dogfish fighting, please.
Yeah, dogfish fighting. Yeah, I never thought about that. But yeah, that works. You know, water is basically air if you swim.
Yeah.
You know? It's not that funny or fun.
Is the problem, though. Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. I don't hate it, but it's a meme game. The reviews are real memey.
Uh-huh.
It is a meme video game.
Yes. The funniest thing about it is the interface, I think. The fact that it does present as if it is, you know, a fighter, like a fighter heads up display, fighter jet. And that's what the person who put this into the suggestion machine, Rex Quantum, said, saying like, yeah, you've got lasers and stuff. You are, flying around in the sea. Some call that swimming, but they're cowards. And shooting weapons at other sea creatures, kind of doing a little bit of like a Tokyo Jungle. Kind of vibe
a little
here.
Bit.
Yeah, this is kind of drafted on Tokyo Jungle's fumes, I think.
A little bit, yeah. You know, with a different gameplay genre mapped onto it.
As opposed to a beat 'em up, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tokyo Jungle's not a beat 'em up. Like, you don't do very much beat 'em up stuff in Tokyo Jungle. It's a weird, there's fighting, but it doesn't feel like a beat 'em up.
Yeah. I guess it's like a beat 'em up, almost Diablo like kind of thing. It's weird.
There's a little bit of ARPG stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is in the broad category of games that I think are a little damned if they do, damned if they don't, because it's, you know, wacky Japan, but on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, it's in a lineage with Seaguy. Seaman.
Oh, Seaman, yeah.
You know, as just being like, oh, isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a thing, but that's also a really hack observation.
It's the thing, right? Like, you could look at this and say, what a minute. Well, you play as a fish and you're fighting fish? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most wild thing. And like, no, actually, like, it's actually like, oh, it's an idea. There's probably cool stuff you can do with it, but like, to act as if it is purely not of this world ingenuity is disingenuous, I think.
Yes. And that is a lot of the reviews of it. It's got that kind of audacity of concept angle to it that people will flip over as a thing. And it turns out the concept is not, when you play it, not actually that audacious. Like,
no,
the prose of it is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the beginning opening scroll, like in the seas of the distant future, humans have all but disappeared, you know, but in your current, you know, awakened state, you're no more than a piece of seafood. Like, that is a funny idea.
I like that. Yeah.
That's a thing.
And also, you know, very well observed choice. Very well observed for Ace Combat, like interstitial kind of
text.
That's
the thing too. Yeah. This is got Ace Combat's fucking number as a thing. I think this is probably affectionate towards it, but
yeah,
it is one of the only, like, you know, absolutely direct video game parodies of another game that we've done.
Yeah. And are doing imminently. Like, I'm in the middle of playing Ace Combat right now.
Yeah. 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 And it's funny when you choose your fish type, mm-hmm. and your seafood type and stuff like that. Like, those sentences are kind of fun and funny.
Yeah.
It was just disappointing that when you start playing it, it's just a video game.
Yeah.
Like, there's not enough text in this for it to maintain being funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of the concept of, like, you're a sardine, you shoot lasers out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, frickin' lasers.
Mm-hmm.
There's sharks with frickin' lasers.
I understand, yeah. Gary. We couldn't afford the sharks. We just have sea bass. We didn't have enough genetic material to breed sharks.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's, like, systems complexity to this, too. Like, you are, you know, going... kind of like between these like bases where you do like restock kind of things. What are these, like, reefs is what mm-hmm. they're called, but like they could just be like a, you know, it's a sunken like oil tank kind of thing. And you are flying with a fleet that is made up of different fish that you breed. And so like when you click that, there's like a random chance of generating something new. It's kind of like almost like a little like gotcha system kind of deal for what kind of fish you're going to get based on what you put in.
It's not shallow. It's just not as innovative or like audacious as the concept is.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was also my experience with Fight Crab. Mm-hmm. Like we did Fight Crab during a duck stream.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of cute for a second, but again, meme game.
Yeah.
Like it feels like a thing you're not really meant to play. You're kind of meant to show it off on a stream.
It's meant to just kind of, it's for display almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shelf piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seafood is a rich vein.
Gary, that's not a vein. It's poop. It's colon.
You actually have to devein. Yeah. it's a rich devein that we can do. You know, so it has a lot of digressionary things, even if this game doesn't have that much to talk about in the actual game.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
You know, seafood. We talked about it before. Neither of us are seafood people.
That's a thing. I think what that has a lot to do with is the fact that both of us grew up landlocked, you know?
Yeah. The seafood I had access to was not good seafood.
No. It was pretty much all Red Lobster, which of the chain restaurants is fine, you know,
mm-hmm.
but like also, you know, not going to be the greatest quality, especially like inland and, you know, at that price, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The majority of my exposure to seafood has been in the so fried that it all tastes the same variety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I will eat, and that's most of what I'll eat.
Mm-hmm.
And being honest, like seafood resembles either a fried piece of meat,
mm-hmm.
and the meat need not be specified.
Yeah.
A shrimp, which I'm at peace with.
Oh, I love like shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah. Shrimp's good. Shrimp. Mm-hmm. Tasty. Yeah. Or a glob, you know, like, oh, it's a piece of uni.
Yeah.
You know, it's a scallop.
Mm-hmm. I like a scallop. You don't want to overcook it, but a scallop's good.
I'm not into a scallop.
Mm.
But a lot of them are kind of indeterminate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oyster.
Yeah. Oh God, like you couldn't
pay me. It's a pile of substance.
Yeah.
It's a glob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an edible glob.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can't. It can't brook it. I cannot brook an oyster.
Yeah. Liv, my wife, waits for me to be out of town and then has oysters
because
I don't like watching her eat them.
Okay.
Because it's gross.
Yeah, it's very gross.
Because it's like doing a line of snot with your mouth.
I really can't. I think that like of the substances that a body can produce, like mm-hmm. I might be most disgusted by nose stuff.
Interesting.
And oyster is all nose. Yeah, I can't brook a booger. I can't brook like a, yeah. Ugh.
For me, it's that when people talk about something tasting like briny,
mm-hmm.
you know, or of the sea, that doesn't taste good to me.
Mm.
Like I understand what they mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't like a taste like the ocean.
Yeah.
As a taste, like it's just not a flavor that's particularly good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the stuff I've tried has been fried and it's been fine.
Yeah.
You know, like a fried clam is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had fried squid. I don't like the texture of squid particularly, but like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I can't imagine, I'm not going to seek it out.
Yeah. That's the thing. I will enjoy like a nice piece of fish, you know, like mm-hmm. just a nice flaky, buttery, you know, piece of fish. That's really good. But that also was the kind of seafood that I had access to, right? Like,
yeah.
I did spend a good amount of time fishing as a kid. My dad had like this, you know, little boat, still has it actually, and is trying to get it back on the water. But just like a,
is he pushing it over a mountain like Fitzcarraldo?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Eventually it's going to get there. Eventually.
Klaus Kinski is hunting him.
it had buoyancy issues from sitting idle for too long. Mm. But yeah, we would go up to Lake Erie, and fish for walleye up there. Yep. It was kind of a thing because I am a very motion sick. I have very motion, like seasick as a kid. Mm-hmm. So, and also I don't like feeling trapped in a place. And when you're out on a boat and land is not really in sight, you're trapped in a place. And so like, I like being on I liked being on the boat. I liked spending time with my dad, but I was too little of a kid to be woken up at the crack of dawn and taken out there and expected to enjoy it, I think.
It's the closest thing that happens to a kid to being black bagged. Like, most kids. Some kids actually get the authentic black bag experience. Yeah, not trying to get too dark with it, but like for most children, getting woken up at like 4 a.m. like we're going fishing.
Uh-huh.
Like that is such a disorienting, you know, like kidnap adjacent experience. And then you're brought out onto a boat where you can't escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bleak.
No, couldn't do it. And I, you know, I think that like, I can remember catching a fish like 3 times in all of my childhood. I got a walleye, I caught a bluegill, and I caught a carp.
There's a weird pressure to it. Yeah. Like the fact that fishing has a performance aspect, like, you could take in fishing as when you're young and the idea like, oh, it'd be really good if you caught a fish.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this is a thing that you should be proud of. We will be proud of you if you do this.
And it's a thing with limited skill to it. Like a lot of fishing is luck and patience.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying there's no skill to fishing, but it's not a video game mini game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not doing that. Like you just, you cast out and you get a bite.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they ain't biting. That's, you know, that's fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this idea that like, I can go out here and make my grandpa proud or whatever, if I do this and it's completely out of my control.
Yeah.
I hated it. Mm-hmm. Like I really hated the experience of it. And I cannot tell you how much I like being on land.
Yeah.
Land rocks.
So like your relationship with the great blue sea is very hard to determine because at one point, weren't you talking about like living on a houseboat?
Yeah. But like on a river.
Okay.
You know, like I don't know if many houseboats that are like are in the ocean.
I think that's the primary place that houseboats are.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're mostly river based. You could be right, but I river and lake was my guess because you'd be closer to infrastructure and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the like just as a unusual place to live.
Okay,
like we wouldn't the boat wouldn't go out into ocean.
Okay,
really. It would mostly just be an odd building.
It's kind of like getting getting a house with a hot tub. Right? We're like, yes. Oh, I'm probably not going to use that. That's like way too much to maintain. But you like having it there for the option and the resale value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like resale and you know, the resale value, the famous resale value of any kind of boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which cannot be, I don't think you can mortgage them because they're not considered property. I think they're not considered like land. They're considered an object.
Yeah.
But that was an economic thing also largely, gotcha. Like kind of looking into that and a flight of fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea like of walk, I watched a bunch of YouTubes on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, boat people, it's like a little community. You barbecue a lot with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that has an appeal.
Yeah. You put together a party barge.
I could have a party barge.
You could have a party barge where you lash a bunch of boats together and then just, drink out of the party ball.
Yeah. Drink out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it'll just become
me and the boys getting together doing the saline gulp. Yeah.
Yeah. We love to drink the salty froth.
Uh huh.
We're the fish pisketeers, and we know how to party. Here's our song. Duke.
It's like, you get together, you have a radio, but you don't put anything on it. It's just static. No. And you lower a bucket down into the water, pull it up, and then pass it around, taking the longest gulp you can.
Somebody asked us to turn on the radio, and I grabbed the radio, and I just started going on the radio, playing it like a djembe.
Yeah. Got to take the batteries out. That helps the resonance, the reverb. Yeah,
somebody
that.
Tries to puke and I give them a haymaker from the sea. Here comes the spray maker. Like it's. The actual ocean and being in it is too scary to me.
Okay.
The fish themselves are scary. And mm-hmm. I also don't like feeling trapped.
Yeah.
And I don't swim.
Okay. Yeah. So like, I wonder if that's an Illinois, Ohio thing, because we had the lake, and like, Lake Erie is not especially great. It is the shallowest of the Great Lakes. I think it also might be the most polluted. But like I spent a lot of time as a kid, like at like Lake Erie beaches. And then also like for us, like our family, the vacation place was Myrtle Beach, because we lived in Ohio. And if you grew up in Ohio, apparently that's where you went, so much so that people from South Carolina specifically hate people from Ohio. Like if you look at one of the maps that shows like in a given state, people from which
state. Is it the
state,
smell? I haven't been meaning to talk to you for 14 years. I didn't mean to bring it up.
Yeah, you live in it so long you don't notice it. You stop noticing it.
Kind of a cat litter state.
Yeah, no, but I like swimming in the ocean. I like it. God, Gary, growing up boogie boarding. Did you ever do boogie boarding?
I've never boogie boarded before. I have been in the ocean, but the ocean's interesting because the ocean, it really depends on where you're at.
True.
Like the actual ocean, like in my mid-20s band went on tour, in North Carolina, South Carolina. One of the most beautiful experiences of my life, going out to the ocean, pristine, clear of life, which is important to me in a swimming experience. Like there weren't, fish.
Yeah.
That were, getting up on me and shit. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful, smelled good and stuff. Yeah. Go up to North Carolina, kind of a brackish part of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Weirdly warm, kind of slimy, like plants would touch you and cover you.
Yeah.
You felt, dirtier afterwards than you did when you came in. And then West Coast, beautiful, colder than shit.
Yep.
Don't touch it.
No, that is not for you. That water is not for you to be inside of it.
It's so fucking cold. Even like the hottest day of the year, it is really cold.
Yeah.
In addition to just like dead jellyfish junction.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Yeah. No, just the jellyfish. You get those jellyfish on the East Coast too. I think it's more just a result of like the weather and how polluted the water around where you're at is,
It makes me think the ocean just coughs up a bunch of jellyfish every once in a while, which is like same, like relatable content.
Very much so. Like the things too. Yeah.
Get these things out.
Yeah. The majority of my vacations were to downscale beaches. So like Myrtle Beach. I think when we got a little bit more settled, we would do a rental house like on Edisto Island in South Carolina. And then my part of my family is from Chincoteague kind of like on the Cape. It's like the part of Virginia that should just be Maryland, but it's not. So that's where my affection for the ocean comes from. I like being in the ocean.
A day at the beach is nice.
Yes.
Like certainly nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. When I went to Cape Cod a long time ago for a friend's wedding, in addition to dead jellyfish, there were tons of dead horseshoe crabs.
Oh yeah.
And those things are actual monsters.
Oh yeah. No, they're terrible.
It's the thing that menaces Milhouse.
Nice. It's kitty. A good doggy. It's a good doggy.
Yeah, good doggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one step behind the giant isopods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, I have to have told the story, but the last time the last vacation I went on until I came out for your wedding reception was to Chincoteague, and they had a friend who had a boat, and there's like a sandbar like just kind of like out, just kind of like, in, you know, at an inlet or something like that. I don't know if you've ever been on a sandbar, Gary.
Not that I can recall.
You can't get to it. You have to like, take a boat like out to it. And it is only temporarily above water. And it's not so much made of sand as it is, skeletons and exoskeletons. Gary, there were so many seabird skulls just laying around. Oh, geez. On this. Yeah.
you should have picked them up for crafting.
I know. Right. At least sell them at an oddity show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea of land that will disappear on a time limit is something that I'm not going
to
do.
No, you gotta get out of there. You gotta get out of there with time to spare.
Yeah. That's not for me.
Yeah.
One of my early water memories, that popped, you know, I was thinking about, digressions for this episode in advance. Yeah. I'm sure you have this experience where you say something very precocious as a kid and then like your family doesn't let it go.
Oh yeah, you know, no. But my family never lets anything go. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a river with my mom and some of her friends when I was young.
Okay.
And I met another kid.
Okay.
Like that way that sometimes happened. Like there's another family there and we, you know, just like, hey, we're the same age, like, like any bands. Uh-huh. I mean, I was like four, you know, we didn't like any bands, but you just kind of gravitate.
You know?
Probably wasn't four, probably a little bit older than that, but like six maybe.
Yeah.
And you gravitate and stuff. And a real cute little baby, Gary, we're getting ready to leave. And I was like, you know, asked my mom, I was like, Mom, can I say goodbye to my newfound friend?
Oh no. Gary.
And then that became a thing that my uncles teased me about for a while.
Oh, God. As a little
Lord Fauntleroy being like, Mommy,
Mama,
Mama, may I say goodbye to my newfound friend?
Oh, you might as well have painted a target on yourself, Gary.
Well, my mom, it was very endearing to my mom.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could do nothing wrong to my mom. She was very cute. Yeah. But I had an uncle just kind of like, you know that meme where it's Harry Cavill? And then sneaking up behind him is Jason Momoa.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
That was my uncle. Uh-huh. Like my mom's like, oh, that is so sweet. Like, of course, honey, you can, you know, then my uncle like,
yeah,
it's my time to shine. Just like full Beetlejuice mode.
Yeah.
Summoned to that.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that happened to you. That is so much like a number of experiences that I had as a kid that I still hear about.
You shouldn't say stuff.
You really shouldn't.
You get punished for it. Like it's not worth the risk.
Yeah. No, you don't know how things are said. And if you have a certain kind of people in your family, it kind of never drops.
Yeah.
Never at all.
Which like that sucks that, you know, families do that at the same time.
Yeah.
Like if I think about
kids do be making sentences. Yeah.
Kids do be saying stupid ass shit. Uh-huh. Like when I think about it now, my reaction is drag my ass.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Why did you say that out loud? You know, you have the right to remain silent as a kid. This will be used against you.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely, you know, tactical mistake on my part.
Yeah, no, you got to learn somehow, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of friend is very special though. Like the hotel pool friend.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, so many like little kid crushes on these girls I would be playing with. Like, oh, just, you know, just like, oh, we're here for the weekend. And then I'm never going to see you again. And I'm not even going to remember your name.
Nope. Very distinct memories of, I'm sure I've told this story before, but going down to Disney, Florida Disney, Land or World, I can't remember.
Yeah.
With a family and being in the pool with a pool friend and finding out Kurt Cobain died.
Oh, yeah. You've told us.
You know,
Nirvana. So you're 14. And, yeah.
Yeah, like 14. The kid, you know, having that, you know, this guy was also a Nirvana kid. And just having this little bonding moment and then having a thing where, we're talking about the lyrics and stuff. And at one point I was like, well, some of these are just, they just sound good. And he's like, no, they all have meaning. It's up to us to decipher them. Oddly enough, like pretty influential to my current critical outlook on things.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of shit I don't have patience for now.
Uh-huh.
When people are like, no, everything has infinite meaning. It's just on us to decipher the code.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like yeah, you know, territorial pissings didn't have that much meaning.
Yeah. See that, you can say this has a particular meaning to me, but like Kurt Cobain did not talk about the songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we know canonically that some of them were just kind of like half-formed ideas in poetry they like the sound of. And there's nothing, and also learning there's nothing wrong with that. That's not lesser.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, having having something have an emotion or feeling behind it does not mean it's less good than something you could Da Vinci code.
Right.
A secret, you know, and life lesson from. Also, he had just killed himself. We didn't need to get life lessons from
probably not.
Determining the secret messages of those songs wasn't going to lead us anywhere good.
Probably not. No. You know, saying, oh, there's like not really a deeper meaning to this doesn't mean it wasn't made with intention or like that wasn't a product of taste, right?
Or it doesn't speak of its quality at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it could mean the kind of, it could mean this is a cool riff and an angry sound and kind of fucking neat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be a symbol thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, boy, yeah. I was cooking when I was 14 in terms of that critical outlook. And it was absolutely obnoxious in like telling somebody else, like, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
There. Boy, it really, really was. I did
the same. You know, I think that maybe they were emotionally raw. I think they just cared more than you did.
They probably were more impacted by it than I was. Because it was, you know, I remember it. It obviously had some impact.
Yeah.
But it's a, it was 9/11 for 14-year-olds at
the time. Which is funny because I was 14 when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, that was your Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
You know, Kurt Cobain dying was your second tower. Yeah.
So you're saying Seth MacFarlane was almost my Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Huh. Do you remember that we're on time?
Yeah.
And I had to go grab a snack between the next episode. Uh-huh. So we had to cut short. But I thought of a writer joke to a joke we made.
Okay.
So I want people to edit in your heads.
Okay.
During the Resident Evil 6 episode, we go on a bit about all the villains from Resident Evil paying tribute to 9/11.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
I wish I had thought of Nemesis saluting the flag and going stars, looking at them.
Oh yeah.
That popped into my head in the after game of that episode.
Just way too late. Like it should be there. Yeah.
Or like him going stars and then Wesker walking up and going and stripes. Grand damn drag queen voice, Wesker. And stripes, Chris. I get my kicks above the waistline, Nemesis.
That's a good one. I'm surprised. Yeah,
add that back in. If you're listening to that episode,
that episode's not out yet. I could make a lot of work for Gwen.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
What should people do if they like the show?
If people like the show, Gary, they should. Sorry, I had to bend down and pick something up before the cats got it. If they like this show, they should go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, where they can throw us a few bucks a month and get bonus content and also support us.
Yeah, $5 a month, 60 bucks a year, but it's only $1.25 a week. Mm-hmm. And you get tons of extra stuff, including the backlogs of all the extra stuff.
Yes.
Ludicrous amounts of content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you want to, you know, the world sucks right now. You want to distract yourself.
You do.
Yeah. You don't want to be alone with your thoughts.
No.
Be alone with our thoughts.
Yeah. Listen to us.
Yeah. You can also leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict, anywhere you find podcast. You can post about us. That helps. We don't advertise.
Mm-hmm.
So telling people about the show, like, hey, this episode is funny. I think you'd like it. That helps us a lot. Helps us all out. Helps us out a lot is what I meant to say.
Yeah. It helps us out all the way. You know who else helps us out all the way? It's Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Gwen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gwen. The
network. Yeah.
Yeah. What should they do until next time?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where you're telling me a Boston baked these beans?